Now time for a locker room check for the Axel girls basketball team. Unfortunately, Bradley Brockstrom, the head basketball coach of the Axel Eagles, is under the weather. So I'll be going ahead and filling in for this time. Just taking a look at how things are going with the Axel girls basketball team. Last week, they lost two really tough games to two really tough teams, as they lost at Clifton Clyde 42-17. And then they also lost to Hanover 58-31. Both of those teams are ranked. The Clifton Clyde game was a final score of 42-17, and the Hanover game was a final score of 58-31. So now they will shift their focus towards the PVL tournament. And looking at the bracket, Axel is right now a 7th seed, and they're going to go up against Washington County on Saturday at 4 o'clock for the right to play against Frankfort on Monday, and that game would be at 6:15 should they win that one. And the loser of that game, they wouldn't play again until 10 a.m. on Thursday, and that would be against the loser of Onega and Valley Heights. So you win, you advance, you go to Monday. If you lose, you go, and you have to play on Thursday. So obviously a bit of advantage if you you win your first game, you continue to play, stay in the flow of things. But you get matched up against the number 2 team in Frankfort, having a very good season. They're 4-1 in league play, 8-1. In overall play, so that'd be a very tough matchup. And as for Axel, as of right now, they are 2-4 in league play and 5-4 on the regular season. Hanover is currently in first place in the league at 6-0, 8-0 overall. Clifton Clyde a half game back in second place at 5-0, 9-0 on the regular season. Jonathan West is a full game back of first in third place at 6-2 on the regular season. 4-1 is Frankfort. They're in fourth. They're a game and a half out of first, 8-1 on the regular season. Lynn is a half game back of Frankfort in fifth place at 3-1. 6-2 on the regular season, a half game back of them is Centralia. They are currently in sixth place at 5-3 on the regular season. In seventh is Valley Heights, 2-2, 4-4. Axel is just behind them at 2-4. And then below that, Onega, Troy, Blue Valley, Randolph, Washington County, and Wetmore at the bottom of the TVL standing. So it's been a very interesting season so far. A lot of great teams in this league with 5 teams with 1 loss or fewer. And then Centralia Valley Heights are 2 losses. Axel is, they are 3-0 in non-league games, so they have proven that they are a good team and can beat teams outside of the TVL, and they're gonna try to see if they can get back right here in the TVL tournament, and they can do so with a win on Saturday against Washington County and see if they can make a deep run in the TVL tournament. So that's gonna do it for this edition of Locker Room Chat. We'll hope to have Bradley Brockstrom back for next week's edition, and we will be back again next Wednesday, so be sure to stay tuned for that. This edition of Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings. Be sure to stay tuned because we've got head coach Jason Tynan of the boys team coming up next.